Rand Paul on James Younger, Gender Transition of Children is Child Abuse. By Penny Starr on October 25, 2019. The story about a mother who wants her 7-year-old son to transition into a girl has met with swift reaction since the news broke that the boy's father was fighting to prevent it, including from Senator Rand Paul, RKY. "We don't let kids drink alcohol till 21, Paul tweeted. "People want to move smoking age to 21. But we will allow a 7-year-old to have his life and body altered like this?" Paul tweeted. "This is child abuse and the state should side with the father who is trying to protect the child." A judge in Texas ruled that both parents should be involved in decisions made on their son's behalf, including medical decisions, as Breitbart News reported. J.D. Rucker, an author at Conservative Christian News, wrote about the family in Paul's social media post on the NOC website. "Regardless of what parents think, should they be allowed to have their children, willing or not, go through gender transition treatments such as chemical castration through puberty blockers and hormone injections that change the physiology of the child? The government already has too much say in how we raise, care for, and educate our children. But this is a unique situation relevant to today's society because the rise of transgenderism has sparked a trend in which radical progressive parents raise their children to believe their gender is fluid. In the case of James Younger, it seems his mother was indoctrinating her young son to believe he is a female named Luna. Paul is right. This is child abuse and it's much more rampant than most Americans are aware. The argument from the other side is it's easier to transition at an early age, especially before puberty. This is a disingenuous argument because puberty is often a triggering point when children begin having their desires and behaviors more controlled by the hormones in their body. Biology is clear about this: boys become men and girls become women. We can debate all day about whether someone feeling like the opposite gender is grounds for them to switch, but that's a debate for adults. Children should not be in that equation at all." Donald Trump Jr., the father of 5 children, also tweeted about the younger boy, simply using the hashtag #ProtectJamesYounger. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.